The near total abortion ban that the Arizona Supreme Court revived this week dates back to when Arizona wasn't a state yet, when slavery was legal, and when only white men had the vote. Many Republican officeholders and candidates scrambled to distance themselves from the law. It underscores some of the political consequences of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down the constitutional right to seek an abortion and leave it up to the states to decide whether to regulate it. Barrett Marson is a Republican strategist based in Arizona. And before we get going, Mr. Marson, I think we should make clear to the viewers you're not working for any candidates on the ballot this fall.
No, I am not. And thanks a lot for having me on, John.
Thanks. In Arizona, it's a swing state in the presidential election. You got a toss-up Senate race, and you got a couple of congressional contests that are going to be very close. How is this, what happened this week, this Supreme Court decision, going to affect those races?
Well, I think, you know, you said it all in that sentence there, except for that was what was last week. This week now, I don't know if the Senate race is a toss-up anymore. I don't know. You know, I think last week we were a lean Trump state, and I think this week we're a lean Biden state. I think Carrie Lake is on the wrong end of this issue. And in fact, you know, I think a lot of Republicans who have, quite frankly, championed this kind of thing for, what, two generations, are finding themselves, at least in Arizona, on the wrong side of how voters feel about this issue.
Have the Democrats picked up on this? Are they pressing this?
I mean, that is what they are doing 24/7. And rightly so. I mean, look, right now, you know, again, a week ago, I would have said the border and immigration and the economy and inflation were absolutely not only the top two issues, but they were very much Republican issues. And now I think abortion is the number one and prevailing issue. It is the issue that will take the oxygen out of the room for any other issue. So you will see abortion be front and center in every time Democrats open their mouths on the campaign stump. And Republicans right now just don't have an answer for that.
You mentioned Carrie Lake. She's running for the Senate this time. 2 years ago, when she was running for governor, she called this law a great law. And you also mentioned other candidates and office holders who have been championing this law or this idea and now have to deal with it. How should they deal with it? How can they deal with it?
Well, look, it's been dogma in the Republican Party for, you know, again, two generations, three generations. So I think, frankly, just own it. You know, talk about why you are pro-life. Talk about the benefits. Talk about the need maybe for more of a social safety net, but talk about the benefits of being pro-life, because there is no really running away. And there, you know, otherwise, just like Carrie Lake, you look like a massive flip-flopper. And, you know, 2 years ago, she called this the model for other states. And now she's talking about she's pro-choice. So, you know, I think you should just, a Republican candidate should just own this. They've been wanting to do this for a couple of generations. They've done it, celebrate it, and embrace it.
To that point, and you also mentioned this has been Republican dogma, they got it. They got what they wanted when they when Roe was overturned. Is this sort of like the dog that caught the car? They don't know what to do with it now?
Well, it's certainly in Arizona, where the electorate is at least willing to have some sort of legal abortion, whether it is we will have a an initiative on the ballot most likely, and that would allow abortion up to 24 weeks. And I think that will pass maybe now with 60%+ of the vote, especially if it is a choice between zero abortions and maybe something a little bit too far to the left, but better something that's legal than nothing.
Florida, of course, finds itself in a similar situation. Their Supreme Court cleared the way for a six-week ban to take effect at the beginning of May. They've got or are likely to have a constitutional ballot initiative on their ballot as well. Is it going to have the same effect there, or do you think it's different?
Well, you know, Florida is has been trending Republican for sure. But again, this ballot initiative has the chance, both in Arizona and Florida, to bring out so many young people, so many first-time voters. And we don't know whether they will stick around, you know, come out for the abortion initiative, but stick around for Joe Biden and Ruben Gallego and, you know, and Senate candidates and House candidates down the ballot. certainly they're going to come out for the abortion initiative, and it'll be up to the Democratic candidates up and down the ballot to convince them to stick around and vote for them as well.
Republican strategist Barrett Marson, thank you very much.
Thank you.